Communist Vietnam is rushing headlong toward a market economy and modernization. Economic growth in Vietnam has increased people's buying power. That, in turn, has helped prompt a boom in motorbike sales. The number of motorbikes on the streets of Vietnam is expected to grow from 13 to 15 million in the next year. But as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi, that sign of economic achievement is creating more trouble for the country's public health system, which was already overtaxed.
Many first-time visitors to Vietnam's capital marvel at and are intimidated by the sheer number of motorbikes darting through the city's narrow streets, seemingly without many rules governing their use. There are traffic laws, but they are often ignored and seldom enforced, and the number of traffic accidents is soaring. It's a little past rush hour at Hanoi's Viet Duc Hospital, one of the city's largest. The emergency room is packed. Dr. Tran Binh Giang says the emergency room sees about 180 patients a day. More than half, he says, are victims of motorcycle accidents, and most, he says, weren't wearing helmets.
On average, about 4 or 5 people a day die at this hospital because of motorcycle accidents. And most of the victims die from head injuries. We see a lot more traffic accident victims now than we used to. And the injuries are also more serious than before.
In some cases, Dr. Zhang says, doctors are unable to do anything to help, and the patients are simply sent home to die. Greg Kraft is the president of the Asian Injury Prevention Foundation. He says that only about 3% of riders wear helmets here, and says at least 37 people are being killed each day by motorcycle accidents nationwide.
37 people a day, and generally young people, is equivalent to, I think over a dozen jumbo jets crashing every year in Vietnam. If that was happening, people would really, I think, more have an appreciation and an understanding of just how big a crisis, or as I like to call it, an epidemic this really is.
But the number of dead, Kraft says, is only half the story.
Double that number are suffering severe head trauma, effectively vegetables that they've got to, you know, be kept at home. And then three times that number are suffering serious enough injuries that they are losing at least a month or more of work that does require some hospitalization.
Kraft says that 2 to 3% of Vietnam's gross domestic product is being lost each year as a result of road accidents. A few years ago, he decided to do something about it. He set up his charity and built a factory to provide low-cost, high-quality helmets for the Vietnamese market. The factory near Hanoi's Noi Bai Airport turns out brightly colored headgear that looks like a cross between an old-fashioned motorcycle helmet and a modern bicycle racing helmet. Kraft says the design is far more user-friendly than the old-style helmets.
The problem with those were that they just weren't practical for this environment. They were hot, they're heavy, they're uncomfortable, so people just basically refused to wear them. But we measured over 5,000 Vietnamese to try to come up with a head form that would fit the Vietnamese or Asians better. The tropical helmet is lightweight, it's well-ventilated, so we have overcome a lot of the early objections that people had.
Last year, the company produced nearly 80,000 helmets. This year, its target is nearly twice that, at about $10 each retail. Under its Helmets for Kids program, the company has donated more than 20,000 helmets to school-age children, often with help from corporate sponsors. But company officials acknowledge getting the Vietnamese to wear helmets isn't easy. Chang Nguyen is operations manager at the factory.
Vietnamese people often don't like to wear helmet because it look not fashion. Now we try to tell everybody that wear helmet. The first reason is good for that people and good for their family to protect the head. And the second reason, our product is very nice, very fashionable.
Next month, Kraft says, the Vietnamese government will begin enforcing existing helmet laws on national highways, though enforcing those laws in the city, he says, will be a much bigger challenge. Back at Viet Duc Hospital, accident victim Huang Dinh Long says he wasn't wearing a helmet when he flipped his bike, and won't wear one in the future either. They're inconvenient, he says, and I don't need one in the city. Overcoming such resistance will take time, and it's a problem not just for Vietnam, but for other developing countries in the region too, where motorbikes are the equivalent of the U.S. family car, and where motorcycle accidents are on the rise. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.